Wallaby star Israel Folau looks to have escaped sanction from Rugby Australia after he posted on social media that God's plan for gay people was hell. The rugby star was asked on Instagram what was God's plan for gay people. Folau then responded, hell, unless they repent of their sins and turn to God. Rugby Australia was quick to distance itself from the comments this week, but in a meeting earlier this week, Folau did not rule out making similar posts in the future. Meanwhile, the Australian Human Rights Commissioner has offered to meet Israel Folau, saying the player's comments have the potential to cause, quote, enormous harm among young Australians. Well, Don Rose is the president of the Sydney Convicts. The Convicts are Australia's first gay rugby club and four-time winners of the Bingham Cup. That's the World Cup of Gay Rugby. Welcome to RN Breakfast, Don Rose.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Tell me, when you heard or read Israel Folau's comments initially, what was your reaction as a rugby player?
I think immediately, personally, was quite offended and recognised that there could be huge damage caused by the comments that he made, and they're, you know, very offensive and something that's definitely inconsistent with the values that my club and that I stand for.
So why does this have broader significance? I mean, it's just one player that has these views, putting them on one Twitter account. Why is this such a big drama?
Well, I think in our country and in our culture and our sporting culture, our sports players, our sports idols that are playing at the elite level of our game are enormous role models, and young kids, young players look up to them and put them on quite a big pedestal, and that kind of gives them a particular platform where their comments can have impacts and damage to those that listen to it.
So if it's okay for individual players to make statements that are progressive, supportive of diversity, why is it not okay for players to express personal views that are less so, that may be deemed to be intolerant, if those are to do with their own personal beliefs?
I think there needs to be a separation from their right to have a belief and have their freedom of speech. And players just need to understand, because of the platform that they have, if the comments they're making can be damaging, can, you know, cause young kids who look up to them, who are potentially in the closet and dealing with their sexuality, if those comments can be hurtful, they need to be aware that could be the impact.
It's a problematic area, isn't it, for sporting codes, because they seem to sort of want to engage with diversity issues and to be seen to be progressive on these sorts of matters, but you obviously can't force every member of your code to believe in them. Do you see this as a freedom of speech issue, or do you see this as something else?
I agree with you. I think it's definitely difficult, especially for the codes and the organisations that that are trying to create an inclusive game. But yeah, I see them as two separate things. Freedom of speech is one thing, and that's a right, and everyone's entitled to that, just as, you know, I'm entitled to be here and to advocate on my opinion. Being aware of the importance that your voice has is a completely different thing.
The Australian Human Rights Commissioner has offered to meet Israel Folau to give him guidance about what to post online. What sort of impact do you think comments like this have on younger players, football players, particularly ones that might be dealing with sexuality issues?
Look, I think I can only relate to my story when I was a kid, and when I was young and how much I looked up to, you know, Wallabies at the time. Rugby is already a hyper-masculine sport, and it's extremely difficult for a player that loves the game, is involved in their sport, and are trying to deal with their sexuality. My concern is that when a star of our game, you know, advocates a position that sends a message that gay people aren't welcome in our sport, that has damaging effects on that individual. But it also sends the wrong message to the other 14 players in the team who are, you know, their mates and are making comments, and that guy who's in the closet is then picking up on what they're saying, because someone that we all look up to, you know, is saying, you know, gay people shouldn't be around, shouldn't be in our sport.
Do you see... Can you see things from Folau's point of view here, where he might say, well, there are other members of the Wallabies that have been extremely vocal on matters of diversity, on advocating for same-sex marriage, for example. Why can't I, therefore, express my views, even if they're different?
Yeah, I can definitely see that from his perspective. He's in a difficult position. But at the end of the day, I think whenever we use our voice, if we're doing it with respect, and acknowledging the impacts it can have, he should still be able to advocate his opinion and his voice in a way that's not damaging or hurtful to others.
So do you think, I mean, because obviously the question is whether he'll continue to make posts like this, do you think that there are ways that Israel Folau could talk about his opposition to homosexuality or same-sex marriage in a way that is less offensive? Is that essentially what you're saying?
Look, I would hope so, for his sake and also for our game's sake. I don't think that a certain opinion should be blocked out of our game. We should all be able to have open, frank discussions in our society, providing it comes from a place of respect and understanding how it can be, you know, received at the other end. We're also talking about a player who is an elite athlete at the top of their career, as opposed to the other end, which could be, you know, a young kid that has no voice, has no platform, has no opportunity to defend themselves.
When you think of rugby union, you don't necessarily think of it being particularly gay-friendly, but is rugby union a gay-friendly sport?
Yeah, enormously. I think from our experience, and we've been playing club rugby in Sydney for nearly 15 years now, we're a part of an affiliated, you know, normal club, the Woolara Colleagues, and wherever we've been, we've always been welcomed.
But surely there must be some slurs on the field. I mean, I've played rugby before. I mean, awful things are said.
Yeah, look, then there has been instances where that happens, but rugby is also the type of sport where what happens on the field stays on the field. If it's done with respect, you get off the field and have a beer afterwards. And usually when that happens and there's a boat race at the end of the game, we usually win anyway.
Don Rose, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
I don't even know what a boat race is. But anyway, Don Rose is the president of the Sydney Convicts, four-time winners of the Bingham Cup.